Thank you, gentlemen.
Our next item is Service Energy LLC, conditional use number 1160, revised site plan on Route 36.
This item was deferred at the May 20th and June 17th special meetings. It's a request to add 7 11-foot by 90-foot underground bulk gas storage tanks. The conditional use was originally approved August 16th of 1996. There are currently 5 above-ground storage tanks on site. When the conditional use was approved, the only stipulation was that a site plan would be subject to the review and approval of the commission. The approved ordinance or application didn't specify a specific number of tanks. I provided each of you copies of the commission's July 11th, 1996 meeting, and the staff's raising a question whether you feel that a amended conditional use application be required or you would just approve the revised site plan.
I have a question for council, I guess. If, you know, oftentimes with our motions that we have, we say based upon the information presented at the public hearing. So if information that was presented at the public hearing said there was going to be X number of tanks, is that then not covered by that motion without having to specify you can only have X tanks?
Actually, I think it's the other way around. I think it's regardless of what's shown, if we don't say a specific number, then, you know, another point of view is that this conditional use hasn't changed. Tanks are tanks, and whether it's 6 tanks or 13 tanks, it's still...
The conditional use would be for the propane storage tanks. If you wanted to limit it, you would say there shall be no more than... Now, which they did at that time.
I don't think you can have an implied stipulation is what I'm saying. I think if it were...
Well, I'm just trying to clarify for myself.
Yeah.
How detailed do I need to make my motion?
Yeah.
If I'm saying that my motion recommendation for whatever is based upon the public record, and then usually we state some certain outstanding items.
I think in a motion, if your intention was to have it limited to what was shown on the plan, to 6 tanks or whatever, that probably needs to be part of it, because what survives us is what's in writing.
Just keep in mind that on a subdivision, you actually are approving preliminarily a site plan.
Right.
On a conditional use or change in zone, it's got to come back for site plan approval. So it's just the use. It's not, you know, use in a general sense, not the actual plan of that site. So, again, to echo what Mr. Wheatley said.
So to carry that to another abstract, if we had, for example, someone coming in with storage units, then should we be specifying, okay, you can have 7 buildings with 8 units per building?
If it matters that much,
yeah.
To you.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just so that...
That's the whole thing. You absolutely, if you're looking at a plan and you say, well, I like this, but I wouldn't like it some other way, then you want to stipulate the way that it was shown so that it can't be any different without coming back.
There's a couple ways you could do that. You could say, I want it to be, you know, the 8 buildings with so many units, or you could, depending on what they submitted at that time, you could say that the site plan that we'll consider later shall be in conformance with what was presented during the public hearing. You know, that way you don't have to get into all the detail on the report.
I don't mind being verbose. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
If this applicant came in with and was stipulated 6,
yeah,
then this would be a non-issue. It would be a public hearing.
Absolutely. No question.
So there's numbers.
There was a stipulation, but in the absence of it, this is what I'm, my concern is I don't want us to go down the road of having implied stipulations. Okay, if it's a stipulation, it's a stipulation. If it's not, it's not.
Yeah, and I guess there would, you know, just in the future, there would, to get back to Mr. Burton's question, is if it had been a conditional use application for 6 propane tanks, or if it had been 4 propane tanks and there had been a condition that it be no more than 6, either way, that would have required a public hearing. Here, from everything I've seen in the minutes and the ordinance and everything else, it was just for propane storage. So really that makes it almost just a site plan issue.
Okay. Any other thoughts from anybody?
Well, my thoughts remain the same, that given the age of the time difference, something that was acted upon in 1996, and now we're 13 years later looking to make what I would consider a substantial expansion of a conditional use, and given that in 1996 there were a number of residents that did appear in opposition to this, I'm not inclined to approve it under other business in a special meeting. I think it should be subject to a special public hearing and go through the whole process. Doesn't mean I won't vote in favor of it then, but I just think with the time lapse that's occurred and people that may have moved in and out of the area, and now suddenly there's even a bigger tank farm there, that's my concern.
And I hear you.
That's why there's five of us.
That's why there's five up here.
That's right. I'll like you anyhow.
Only takes three.
If you are wrong once in a while.
There is a little bit different than that. The tanks that were originally applied for were above ground, and the tanks proposed are covered, burned over.
Yeah.
With all you see is the features and the fixtures rather than the tank.
That makes me feel safe.
Well, I would think that a 13-year newer tank would be a little safer, I would hope.
One would hope so.
Thank you for the input from the commission. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised site plan of Service Energy LLC for CU 1160. The original conditional use was for propane storage tanks without reference to the number of storage tanks involved. Since there won't be a change in use, just a change in site plan, I do not believe a new public hearing is necessary.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Service Energy LLC conditional use 1160 revised site plan on Route 36. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Let the record show the motion carried 4-1. Our next